On this week's Arts Page, we present our November collage, a well-spun web of activities for the month of November. And later, we highlight Love Can Done in our Poet Laureate feature. Stay with us. Earlier this month, patrons were treated to a unique all-Jamaican symphonic experience from the Philharmonic Orchestra of Jamaica. The experience was more than just tubas, violins, and pianos. The highlight of the night was the Nyabingi Symphony by Dr. Andrew Marshall featuring Nyabingi drums. The piece added life and color to the night, leaving patrons satisfied with a fully Jamaican experience.
I remember coming last year and having low expectations because I'm a person who's not too interested in this type of music, but I was pleasantly surprised last year, and I had to make sure I was here this year because of how wonderful it was last year. It was actually tremendous. And tonight it was similarly fantastic.
The Stella Maris Dance Ensemble had its own following at the Little Theatre for its 22nd season of dance. 7 dances by 7 choreographers captivated the audience for about 2 hours as the ensemble moved from the black man's struggle to interconnections, closing with the typical Jamaican finale, tracing the history of music and dance. Dancers flitted and flew, unlimited by the ground beneath them, using props such as a simple rope to add dynamics. A favorite of the evening was My Language, commissioned and written by Curtis King, CEO and founder of the Academy of Black Arts and Letters in Dallas, Texas. The poem is voiced by Jasmine Guy. The author acknowledges and thanks individuals who paved the way for him to exist and work. Names like Marcus Garvey and Harriet Tubman were mentioned, along with countless others. French-Ivorian screenwriter and film director Isabelle Bonny-Clavry also shared her documentary Too Black to Be French at the Alliance Française. The 53-minute documentary was aimed at widening perspectives on the global issue of discrimination, and the director was on hand to answer questions about her own reality as a woman of mixed heritage in the Francophone world. And there is still more to come in November. Looking for some place to go before the new month dawns? The Diocesan Festival Choir's concert season opens this Sunday, November 29, with a gala recital at King's House starting at 6 p.m. Patrick Brown's Baby Scam, playing at Center Stage, is in its final week. And if you are a fan of fine arts and are in the West, the 7 Women Artists exhibition has moved to National Gallery West and will be open until January next year. This week we place poetry in the spotlight with a piece from the Poet Laureate's feature. Here's Love Can Done by Joan Andrea Hutchinson.
Love Can Done by Joan Andrea Hutchinson. Ram goat roses me cannot send you, and letter can deliver kiss. I know every day me can hug you up, but always remember this. Me love you like how craven puppy love food, like how careless girl loves sleep, like how idle boy loves street corner, like how shepherd love him sheep, like how Jesus love the little children, like how lizard love lay down in a sun, like how Jamaican love bun bun rice and peas. In other words, me love you can't done.
Join us on the last Friday of December to hear another poem from the Poetry Book feature. Until next time, I'm Vanessa Silvera with Andre Sawyers. Do something new this weekend.
Protect our children against lead poisoning by proper storage and disposal of old car batteries and use lead-free paint. If you think your child might be exposed to lead, call the Caribbean Poison Information Network, CARPIN, at 1-888-764-7667. Visit CARPIN's Facebook and Twitter pages for information on poison prevention. This message brought to you by the World Health Organization and the Pan American Health Organization.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.